you son of a... What do you got? Some crisps over there?
Mm. Oh, mate, you're going to love these. Worcestershire sauce crisps.
You son of a... Where did you... Dang.
Yeah, they are so tasty, Mike.
Worcestershire sauce crisps.
Yo, that was good.
I know.
Mate, I've you've been practicing.
Listen, if I don't think about it, it just comes. You know? Wow, interesting.
Oh, man, they are so tasty. Sorry, guys.
Worcestershire sauce crisps. Interesting. I'm sure that was a great... great intro, right when we were live, right into the mic.
Yeah, headphone users beware. Sorry, guys. What's up? What's good, everyone? How are we all? How are you, Mike?
We are good. We are just, you know, we thought we'd jump on again and get a little chin wag.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I guess been a few weeks, I think. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what when you forget what you chin wagged about the first chin wag, I think it's time for another chin wag.
Exactly that, Mike. And I think we owe it to our listeners.
You know, I think so. I think people like the chin wag. They either love it or hate it. It's either they see chin wag and they don't click, or they couldn't click fast enough. I think the people that actually talk to us on social and, you know, tell us how much they love the podcast and how great we are, how handsome we are, and how great of a job we're doing, and the mini community would be nothing without us, you know, those people.
I mean, we're just trying our best here, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think the people that hate us don't comment yet. I don't think we have any haters yet.
I was gonna say, I don't think anyone
has come across any haters. Have we had any haters yet?
No, not at all, man. Not at all.
Well, that sucks because until we have haters, we are not successful.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that, actually. I mean, we've had people comment on the YouTube page and stuff. But yeah, no one's actually been negative.
I had a couple random just weird commenters on YouTube Shorts. I haven't done YouTube Shorts in a while. I was posting the Instagram Reels to YouTube Short. That's just so much hassle. But anyways, I should probably start doing that. But they did get quite a bit of traction, but the traction is just random people that are scrolling through because I take notes often, and someone's like, "What are you scrolling on your phone?" I'm like, "No, dude. I'm trying to be a professional journalist taking notes." Dummy.
Yeah, have you not watched Joe Rogan? Like, God.
Yeah, actually, no, because my phone is here as my camera, so no, bud. And then some other guys, like, commented something weird about engine specs or something. It wasn't even... I think it was maybe on a Honda thing, so I don't even know what he was talking about. So, anyways.
So new series for life, baby!
Yeah, yeah! Wah, 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 wah.
Dude, yeah. Before we go any further, I need to get something off my chest, and it's been bugging me for a while.
Uh-oh.
Roof racks.
Ooh, roof racks.
Roof racks on minis. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Mm-hmm. Aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. But...
Functional?
Yeah. Yeah. But... I'm not sorry for this, but I am sorry for this. If you're running a roof rack which is empty, you are missing an opportunity here. Like, accessorize, people.
Yeah.
No one wants to see an empty roof rack. Like, I get it if you're driving from A to B, you've unloaded stuff and you're driving back, fine. But if you're going to a show with an empty roof rack, come on, man. Even put like a nice little 10-inch wheel or something on there, or a toolbox, you know, jazz it up a bit.
Yeah, jerry can it.
Right?
Yeah. An old leather suitcase.
Exactly, like $20 off eBay or Facebook Marketplace, you know, Craigslist.
Yeah, roof racks are one of those things that they look good on some cars and look crappy on other cars. I feel like the roof rack needs to be, if it's being run empty, which I agree with you, I think there should be something on there because that makes it look cooler. It needs to be like kind of on like a rattier car like mine. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Well, like,
that's
you know,
just my
something,
feeling.
Yeah, something like, with like a bit of a beach vibe, or like, you know, if it's on a van, you know, have like couple of parts with some like sign right stuff on there or something, you know?
Yeah, I guess it can go a lot of ways. A lot of ways. Tell us, people, what you think about roof racks. I wanted a roof rack for my road trip because I wanted to put things up there. Actually,
see, that makes sense.
I wanted to utilize it.
Exactly.
And I ran out of time to try to find one. But needed a spare wheel and put my gas can up there. I didn't want to put the jerry can. Put that inside the damn car, but I had to.
Oh, dude, there's no better feeling than driving with a jerry can that leaks inside your car and you're just sitting there with the fumes with the windows up. Like, that's a chill drive.
Surprisingly, it did not leak and it did not smell. I was
Was it one of the petrol ones? Jesus. Was it one of the plastic ones or was it one of the metal ones?
Plastic. I really wanted to get one of those cool metal ones. But if you guys remember the story, I was kind of pinched for time and that wasn't my top priority. So I just got, I don't even remember what size, but just enough, you know, just in case I got a little low. I thought I was going to have to use it one time. I was getting real close.
How accurate is your gauge?
I think it's pretty damn accurate. I just don't know where, like, it gets real close to the empty line, so I'm not sure how much further past that I can go. Because I want to run it dry, but I don't also want to ruin the fuel pump. It's an intake fuel pump, you know?
I get fuel anxiety at, like, a quarter of a tank, and I'm like, no, I've got to fill up at this point. I'm not getting
Mine's pretty
out.
Accurate. Yeah, mine works well. Because anytime when it's empty, it gets me like 7 gallons. So
yeah,
that's pretty accurate.
That's not too bad. I mean, mine.
I think mine's a 7 gallon tank. I think
mine on the Outlaw. If it's on the halfway mark on the gauge, you're low. You need to get fuel like ASAP.
Really?
Seriously? Yeah. I found that one out the hard way. Fortunately, I had a couple of jerry cans in the car, but yeah.
What is your voltage wrong to it?
Dude, there's so many issues. I think it's an earthing issue as well as the bit inside the tank, the float inside the tank.
Oh, it might be a bit
sticky.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. That could be it. Yeah, because you have the 3 clock setup, so you don't have necessarily... I think your voltage regulator is like inside that, whereas...
Inside the cluster.
The center binnacle ones have that voltage stabilizer or regulator or whatever that...
I am debating about going to that center cluster because I actually did find one in the old man's shed that I happily took. So I might do a switch up.
Yeah, you found some cool parts in your dad's shed, huh?
Like literally, I was going through like I had a light box. Like there was so many spotlights and lamps and stuff like that. I was going through it. There's like Radot ones with like the yellow bulbs in. I've got Lucas ones. I've got you name it, all from the 60s, and it's like. I can't run all of them at the same time, so I might clean a few up and sell them.
Well, if you want, you can send a couple over here, and I'll run a couple, and you run a couple, and then we'll keep them in the family.
That's it.
Well, I don't know if we've ever talked about what kind of cars was your dad into that he had a bunch of old... First of all, that's a very British thing to find a bunch of that shit in the shed.
Right.
I feel like that's such a British thing. Like, it doesn't even matter if you're into cars, you have, like, old British car shit.
Dude, there was so much stuff. There was, like, Morris Minor stuff. There was, like, Rover P6 stuff, Mini stuff, Triumph stuff, Heralds, and... God knows. I think there was, like... There's a Victorian, like, wheelchair in there, like an electric wheelchair from, like, the Victorian era. I was like, where the hell did you find this?
Here's a good question. Do you think, and I don't know the population difference between, like, United States and the United Kingdom, but do you think people in the UK are more likely to be interested or have some sort of interest in cars and automotive world than United States? That's obviously just an opinion. Like I don't know if we'll actually know unless we did that.
I don't know. That's a tough one, because you got your guys' car culture is completely different to what it is here in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm trying to get at is like we have a ton of different states and this and that and the other thing. And there's obviously hubs. you know, like LA has a hub and, you know, there's different kind of hub. You know, obviously that's probably the biggest one if I had to guess. But I feel like there's just, you know, your whole country. That's like, there's like,
I don't, just, everyone's got a shed for the car parts or an old man that's got car parts.
That's
in
just
it.
My, yeah. Like, you know, that's just my, like,
you know, hot take.
My perception of it.
No, to be fair, you're not far off, especially within certain circles. I think everyone knows somebody that's got a shed or a garage for the parts. Or they know of rumors of a place where it's like an absolute gold mine for stuff like that.
Okay, so I just did a quick little goog. I gave it a goog. So this could be a big contribution of why I have this thought, is because UK population is 66 million. United States population is 326 million.
Jeez.
Roughly. So maybe that's why. It's like, you know, denser population. Although,
yeah,
you know,
but you guys are more spread out than what we are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So 60 million is quite a bit for that little area.
Yeah, I'm surprised the island hasn't sunk.
I heard it sinking. Yeah. I heard people want it to sink. People want the United States to sink too.
Yeah, let's not go down the political road, shall we?
So anyways, let's go back to, you found this stuff in your father's shed.
Yeah.
What did he have? A bunch of classic cars? What was he into?
He was just, dude. So he's gonna, I know he's gonna be listening to this, and Dad, I'm really sorry, but there's many years back, in fact, there was a group of friends I had, and they actually nicknamed it the Outdoor Historic Classic Museum. There's a few cars sitting in the back garden, as well as the garages and driveways and stuff. So yeah, he's
are
well
they just rot? Are they taken over by the foliage, or are they savable?
A couple of them are.
Mm-mm.
But
I
there's
have to fly over there and save some of them with you.
I mean, we've got a couple of Hemi big blocks sitting in the garage with like new old stock cams and, you know, Holley four barrel carbs and, you know, loads of stuff. And I'd love to turn one of them into a gasser.
Ooh yeah, that'd be right? Sweet.
Like a
real
sort of 60s-70s style gasser.
That'd be real sweet. That's totally your style. That's what you should do with the Outlaw. Make an Outlaw gasser.
Dude, that would be so hard. I'd love to do that.
That would be kind of cool.
I'd be sitting on the engine, but, you know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But yeah, wow. No, I did actually find a Mountie steering wheel in there as well, which I took. Ooh. So I've just got to clean it up and see how good
naturally.
It is.
Naturally.
Oh,
how many steering wheels are you up to now?
Hang on, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think I'm on like 13 or 14.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Jelly.
I don't know. I'm running out of space quick for them, but it's an obsession now.
I got
now.
Three.
Yeah, but you're taking the minimalist. Oh my God. The minimalist approach.
Something like that.
I'm just sitting in
just glass. I spend my money on fixing my car.
Oh,
that was not a dig. No, that was not a dig. When that came out, I was like, that's a burn torch. No, that was not a dig. That was just like, I'm really bad at spending money. Like I can't bring myself. It'll be a fantastic deal. Like these all red, you know, Mark II-3 taillights, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're pretty rare. You don't see those very often. I don't even know what market they came in, to be honest with you. But you don't see them very often. I found a pair, and I'm not going to tell anyone where they are because I'm still watching them. It's one of those things that I'm like, ooh, man, no one knows about these, and I want them so bad, but I can't bring myself to buy them. And they're like maybe $100, which is a decent deal because I've seen them go for a lot more. And
wait,
I just can't do it.
Mark II rear lights, as in like just the red and the amber?
No, they're all red.
Oh, they're all red. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm with you now. Damn.
Yeah, they're all red. All red. Not the standard ones. Yeah, they're all red.
Treat yourself. Come on, man.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm going to be the little devil sitting on your shoulder and just,
it doesn't work.
Mike, do it. Just do it.
Trust me. It doesn't.
Come on. You used to be cool. You used to be cool, man.
No. No, I will block you because it's annoying. I just can't. I don't. I like very rarely do it. Everything has to be in tip-top shape. Everything's good, you know. So I very rarely do it.
So I'm sure you could try and bargain him down to like, I don't know, $70.
I offered him like, I forget what I offered him, like maybe 50 or 60, I don't
know. Dude, you freaking lowballed him hard. He's like, he's sitting there, he's like, I know what I got.
No, I don't think, he knows what he has into it. Mm. That was the thing. He wasn't mad or anything. I was like, hey, you know, I've been watching these for a while. Do you want, you know, 50, 50 for it right now?
And, cash can't collect now.
So, yeah.
The thing is, you don't ask, you don't get, though.
Exactly. That's like, how I've gotten. That's how I got a Cooper S sitting in the garage for 15 hundo.
Exactly.
1500, people, not 15000.
Dude, I'm so jealous that you got that. That is such a steal. I know it needs some work, but god damn it, man.
I think it obviously depends how ham you go on it, but I think even if I just did a full, you know, nice, again. Depends how detailed you go. But at $1,500 with a Cooper S, I still think I'd be in the green afterwards if I needed to sell it.
100%. You could have made your money that day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, like, even if I dumped, I don't know. I don't know. That's the tricky part, because how much can bodyworking just skyrocket?
Dude, I wouldn't even bodywork. I genuinely really want you to just leave the patina and just get all the mechanical stuff looking brand new and nice, and then have
really
like that old style livery like faded on it.
Man, I do, but I love the patina on it, but I also it was de-seamed. I've said this before, the vertical seams, and I want a body shop to look at it that does metal to make sure it's okay. And at that point, there's going to have to be some sanding and grinding and stuff to just double check, and then that kind of ruins. You know what
you
I mean?
Can blend
like,
it. I know it takes away from the original patina, but you can blend it so that it doesn't look so obvious.
I don't know, because it has like the original like red primer on it. I don't know. I don't. That's toughy,
dude. That
I also
so
like want
hard.
It to. I want it to be like. I've never had a like really good paint job. You know. On a classic car, obviously, I haven't really had that many classic cars, but you know what I mean. Like that goes hard to me. I want one of those.
I don't want a nice, pristine, painted classic car purely because I would be too afraid to use it. I've seen the way people drive. You know, I would be absolutely gutted parking that somewhere and somebody scratches it with a handbag or you know.
Well, that's the thing. Obviously, I'm not going to be parking by somebody that's scratching it with a handbag. I'll tell you that, but. I will drive the I don't know what the beans out of it, the shit out of it. We'll just say drive the shit out. But think about this. You do. My idea in my head is not like show quality paint job, but just a solid like single stage paint, period, kind of correct color to be determined. I love Island Blue, but my wife made a good point. I'm not a blue guy.
You're definitely a green guy.
I'm a green guy. I like red, but red's way overdone. No offense.
Oh, Mike, how about the same color as the Mini Life corduroy hats?
See, yeah, but that's not necessarily... Is that a 60s color, maybe? I don't 100%.
Know. 100%. That is like an autumn 60s color.
Yeah, but I got to go back and look at the thing, the color codes. Is it... Is it a Mark One color? Is it a Cooper S color? Like, cause that starts to get like, cause there's this really cool burgundy that I really like.
So
but
here's,
it's like,
here's the thing. Here's where I've got an issue with this now, Mike. Is it's already been bastardized because it's a race car or an X-race car. So how far down the purist route do you want to go with it?
I'm not trying to be like purist with it, cause I'll tell you what I want to do with it, but I like. Something like that, if I'm going to spend the money on the paint and stuff like that, I don't want just some random color. I do want like a BMC Austin color.
Okay.
I do, you know what I mean? Like, I want that to be, like, somewhat original. And then it's like, dude, is it... I don't know. I do like Island Blue, though. I do like Island Blue, but it doesn't feel tough to me. Like, it feels like a weekend cruiser. It doesn't feel like a Cooper-esque color.
Yeah, you need something that a little bit sort of... bit of presence, or gives the car a bit of presence.
Yeah, because I want to make it... I still can't find the history of it. The guy that said he was going to find me the history, like, maybe I'll hit him up again. I'll just keep bugging him, but it just, you know, he was, oh, yeah, sure, let me get you in contact with the guy, blah, blah, and then crickets, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to make it into what I think it would have been, or what I would have done, maybe, I guess. I want hand-painted livery, hand-painted, you know, kind of make it look like American Hot Rod, because our, like, liveries here were all like kind of hand painted, like the hot rod stuff.
Do you know what would be cool? If we're going livery route, like a serious 70s Hooters livery on it would go so cool.
Like Hooters, like the
Like the chain.
Like the But then it's gotta be orange and I don't want an orange car.
Dude, like was it Dale? No, it wasn't Dale Earnhardt, was it? In the NASCAR who had the Hooters livery. I can't remember who it was, but it looks so cool. Like, you could have a nice BMC black on it with the orange Hooters.
You want me to paint the car black?
Yeah. I know it's a sod to keep clean, but...
That doesn't scream 60s to me.
What, like a real nice gloss black?
No, with a white roof? It just doesn't scream 60s to me.
No?
No. It doesn't scream Mini to me. I know that you don't see that very often, but I don't know, man. I don't know. See, like, I would love a sick, like, dark British racing green with, like, I don't know. Tell me.
We need
everyone,
some comments.
Everyone messaged me. What do you think I should do? You know? It's a toughie, man.
Maybe, like, we need to set up a poll for this as well.
I would, one color that I've seen in person very few times that I, like, fell in love with, again, I don't know if it's me, and I don't even know, but I think it could look cool, is, Fiesta Yellow. Have you ever seen that in person?
Yeah, I know what you're on about. Like,
again, I don't know if that's S color. I don't think it is, but I don't know. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole too hard.
just do it. Just do us all and yourself a massive favor, and just don't paint it British Leyland poo brown.
I do like that color.
Do you actually?
That has to be like on a Clubman though.
Shots fired. Come on, man.
Why?
It's just. It's just not a great color. Like, I like brown cars. I own a brown car. But, no. Just, it's as bad as that British Leyland purple they done.
Wait, no, what purple?
Old purple? Yeah, it was like a quite a dark. It wasn't glossy. It wasn't metallic.
Maybe it was the Rover purple.
It might be. I know Triumph definitely had it on, like, the TR6s and stuff. And the TR7s and
I'm talking about one that I was thinking about. It's like a later color. Yeah. So, anyways, everyone, let me know what color I should paint it. Ooh, maybe I could do like a Lucas branding with red and black and cream.
I thought you didn't want black. I thought it wasn't 60s enough.
No, black roof. But then they were like, oh, that looks like a new Mini Cooper JCW. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
You know? So I have I can't see it because it's blurred out, but up here on my vision board, I have a Mini Sprint that's Island Blue. Well, I think it's Island Blue. It looks Island Blue, and it has black, like, Group 2s, maybe.
Ooh.
Or Group 3s, or 4, or 5, or 6, whatever number. and a black roof. And it looks tough. But I also love Old English White, so that's a tough one. You know, cars with black roofs look hard, right? Like, Minis with black, they look tougher. The black brings in the toughness. I don't want black to be the primary color on the car. Like, I'm okay with the roof, but then I love the old English white roof. Like, see the dilemma I'm in. Yes, you see the dilemma I'm in.
I guess you just need really to Photoshop some.
Yeah, with like how I want it to look.
Yeah.
And I need to figure out the wheels because that plays a big part in what color it needs to go.
You still got the Cosmics, haven't you?
I do, but I don't think those will be the wheels. I just don't love them. I don't love them enough.
I know, but they're so period correct at the same time, though.
They are.
Are they 10x6?
Yep.
Yeah. See, that with a nice set of, like, Yokos on it or something would look really smart.
I want to do, like, the Dunlop tires.
Yeah, to be fair, I've always loved the American, like, Trans Am look with, like, Hoosiers.
Well, yeah.
I think that on a Mini would go so cool. Like, it would just, you know, you rock up at a cafe or a bar or something and everyone would be like, yeah, okay, I can, I dig that.
I don't know. Yeah, so if I go blue, it's going to be island blue, but I don't think, like my wife said, I'm not a blue guy. I'm not necessarily a blue guy, you know what I mean? And I don't know what color it is, but I saw that sick, dark, like, burgundy color the other day on a car. Ooh,
yeah.
That would look good.
Was that the ones that they had on, like, the Elves and the Hornets?
Maybe. Mm. It was on a saloon that I saw it. It looked good, though.
Ooh, speaking of Elves and Hornets, sorry to jump in there.
No, we're done.
I came across a picture. I'm going to send it to you later on, and I'm going to see if we can put it up on the Instagram page as well. But there was it was an Elf or a Hornet, but with a Clubman front end on. It goes hard. It goes really hard, Mike, and I genuinely want to build one now after the Elf.
Why don't you just chop your front end off and then put a Clubman front end and then just add a Elf boot?
I mean, the amount of work just to do that, man.
just glue it on.
Dude, I'm trying not to make it out of cardboard. The car up. Yeah, exactly.
Any updates on the Outlaw? Yeah. What's going on? What do we got going?
I got a new head. I don't know if I mentioned this before on the last episode. I can't remember. I've got a new head. So I've gone for a 1275 head. Yeah, that's it. ARP head studs. And I'm just working out cam sizes still and how much I need to pocket the block because the exhaust valves are hitting. But
naturally.
Yeah, I've just got to spend some time, figure out. I think I'm going to go for the Swift Tune SW10. I just want a Larry Chopper idle.
Is it going to be drivable? Is the question. Do you think that's going to be easy? But that's the thing. Then you're never going to drive it.
Oh no, I'll drive it. I will drive the tits off it. Especially around the country lanes. Like once those revs are up, man, and just absolutely bombing it.
I don't know enough about that. Cam, so it's a 998
with a 1275 head.
It's going to be a 998 1275 head with a giant cam in it. Is that what carb do you have to run with that? Do you know?
I'm not too sure. We reckon, or you know, a good friend of mine is thinking that with the twin HS2s, it should be all right. The only thing is, I won't be able to use like roller rockers or anything. We've got to figure out the lift.
I don't think you'll need it with the damn cam.
No, exactly. So he seems to be on the understanding that the HS2s will work absolutely fine for now.
I bet so. You're going to need to learn how to freaking tune those bitches because with that... Yeah, dude.
Fortunately, he's very handy around an A-Series and got a rolling road as well, so we should be able to sort it out.
I want you to be very hands-on with this, and I want you to know how to work on that car inside and out.
Dude, I've already stripped it down once. It's just mechanical side, like engine stuff. Like this is an entire learning curve for me. So this is part of the reason why I want to be doing this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want you to be very involved and learn how to do it.
Yeah.
And you have been.
Yeah, definitely. It's a slow progress. Unfortunately, life's got in the way with that and work and whatnot at the moment. But yeah, no, once now the good weather's back, I can get down the unit a bit more and start doing a bit more to it, hopefully.
Yeah. Get that welding done.
Dude, I've got to drop the subframes for it. Although I'm hoping where it's actually situated, I could do it from above. But I don't know
Do
yet.
what? Do what from above?
I've got a couple of holes above the front and rear subframes. But the engine's got to come out anyway, and I've still got to do a lot of body work on it. Haven't given too much away of what I'm actually doing with the car, have I? So I've
Not
really got to
really.
be so choice at what I actually feed you guys in terms of information, because I really don't want to give it away.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I'll oh sheesh. Bopping mics over here. Bibbidi bopping mics.
What's the crack with yours? Because you've been out in it quite a bit lately, haven't you?
I've been bippity bopping over there in
Yeah.
the old GT Gold Tooth. The
Hell
old
yeah.
GTK. Kinda like that. Nice little GTK.
GTK.
Yeah, so last chin wag I was talking because I had the leak that I thought was the timing cover, but it was the head gasket, the little oil part portion on it, still remains. I don't know why that happened. Just whatever.
It's the eighth wonder of the world now.
I pulled everything off, cleaned it all up, switched out the head gasket, checked the flatness, everything like that was good. I did switch it to the later type. I think it's AK470. Been good. Nothing. Everything's dry over there. No leaks.
Nice.
This is just a quick recap. And then I was driving, and then the other side started leaking, which was the rear main seal or the clutch seal or whatever you guys want to call it. So after last episode, I was gonna pull it apart, and I got the actual that. Seal tool, which was really cool, really nice to work with.
Yeah.
So I put a new seal in. Those clutch, the wok bolts, holy shit, those were hard.
Are they a nightmare?
I forget how many there are, right? There's like, let's just say five on top and two on bottom, and the two on bottom are like near impossible to get out. Like, 'cause you have to undo like that engine mount over there to kind of jack it up slightly just to take the wok off anyway, 'cause that's where one of your engine mounts is.
Because your engine's in situation, isn't it? Rather it actually being completely out.
Correct. I'm doing it in the car. So it gives you a little room to get in there, but like no socket fit in there, no wrench fit in there, and it was just like I was upside down all around, fingies all up, twisted up, battered, bruised. I was like, oh, this is gonna be so easy. Boop, 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 boop. And then I got like the top five out. I'm like, oh shit. Like I've heard people say how difficult those two are and that they leave them out. And I was like, ah, no, why would you do that? Well, I left them out because they are I probably could have got them back in, but I was just like, no way, dude. I spent 95% of the time doing those two bolts, and
Jesus.
everything else was so easy. But anyway, so I got that out, got that off, popped off the flywheel and clutch. It popped decently easy, took a little bit, and pulled that old seal out. Must have been a little crooked, maybe. I don't know. The inside wasn't like terribly oily,
Yeah, so it wasn't
so
like
I
chewed
really,
up or anything.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it leaked quite a bit. Like it wasn't just like one little drop. Like it, so I don't know. Maybe it, but it didn't look terrible in there. So maybe it just drained really well. I have no idea. So I popped the new one in, went in so nice and smooth. Everything looked good. Torqued everything back up. Put the wok back on. Taking it for a drive. No leaks.
Happy days.
And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Cool. I'm in the front of the car. And I had the grill off just because I was working, right? So I was just, doing the test drive thing. Took it around the block several times, took it for a little highway cruise, this, that, the other thing. Everything was good, no oil leaks. And I'm sitting there, looking at it in the engine bay, just double checking, kind of giving it a couple blips on the throttle, right? Vroom, vroom. And I kind of felt like a mist. A little mist, and I was like, I was like, huh, what's that? What is
God.
that? A little mist. And I was like, it's a pretty sunny day. It's nice. Maybe there was like a little, I don't know, little marine layer floating
Like
in. I don't
no
know.
fog or anything, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, what the heck? A little mist coming out.
Jeez.
So I started looking and I was like, giving it a rev, poking around, hitting me in the face. I was like, what the fuck is that mist? And the damn fucking radiator had sprung a leak, like in the middle where like the fan is. Nothing was touching it, by the way. And it so when I would rev it, I guess it put in enough pressure, and it was like squirt, like this pinhole squirting, hitting the fan, and the fan was flipping the coolant into my face. Oh my gosh. And I was like,
Wait, is this a lesson to be learned by even if you're working on the car, don't take your grill off the front if you're gonna go for a drive around the block a few times?
no, I don't think it was anything having to do with the grill. I
But
think
like if you're driving with the grill off though, surely something could have got in, especially on the highway.
maybe, but I don't think that's what it was. I really don't, because I did notice a few, because remember, like I was kind of in and out in all of this area, and I changed like the thermostat before. So I did see some like dried coolant on like the head and stuff, wiped it up because I and tightened, so I thought it could have been from the thermostat housing or the new, so I think what happened is just from in and out so many times, and that radiator was my, like, I don't know, it's 6 years old now, so it's been in there for a while, in and out multiple times recently too. So I think that's what it's from, but you never know. It could have been.
That's funny, man. You're just driving past people and you're just squirting them hot radiator water.
That was the other thing. I think I had the hood off too, maybe. I don't remember. Maybe the hood was still, I don't remember, but I
You're
do
not like
remember the mist got on the windshield. So, but that could have been anything, right? I thought, just
Dude.
somebody in front of me hitting their windshield wipers or
Yeah,
something.
you're like driving along with like your windscreen wipers going, and you're looking around like, why has nobody else got their wipers on? Like it's absolutely chucking it down.
So I was just at that point, though, I was just like laughing, because it was just like, all right, it comes in threes, I guess, and that's the third. As long as the engine is sealed and there's no like leaks from oil, I was okay. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just, I did, and this might be controversial for us. We love controversial topics. I did that radiator was an eBay radiator, radiator. It was an eBay rad, and I got another one specifically this time. I was going to upgrade, but specifically this time because I had had so many issues. I was like, I'm not spending top dollar on a aluminum radiator or whatever, if I need to spend the money on something else to fix it,
Yes,
So I got one, but damn, the quality is pretty nice. It's better than the first one that I got. I don't remember how much they are, but they're it's a good deal. And it has a drain plug, has it, so it makes it easier to drain everything, and it's been really nice. So fast forward, I put it in, everything fit really nice. It's a little bit thicker for than the original one I had and the stock radiator. Just thickness wise, the core is a little bit thicker, so it's a little tighter, but everything fits nice, seals up nice. And damn, dude, I have like a 80, whatever it is, 82 degrees Celsius thermostat, I think, 80 or whatever. I don't know if it's 80 or 80 or 82, whatever it is. Damn, dude, the car barely it barely reaches 80 ever. Like
Damn.
it runs, although it's still nice cool weather here, like it's 50 right now, but Yeah, it runs real cool, real smooth. Everything's been running real nice now.
Happy
So, been
days.
driving it a lot, just slowly giving it more beans. Yesterday, I've been driving it a lot of places here and there. Drove it up, I guess last weekend I went up to Angeles Crest with the mini crew. We weren't ripping it or anything like that. But it was a good test run, nothing there and back. It was, hours drive.
Yeah, temp stayed cool and oil levels and everything was all right.
Perfect.
Nice.
Everything didn't skip a beat. And then I went yesterday into some Malibu Canyon area, and the guys I was running with, not many guys. Oh, one of them has a mini, but he didn't bring it. Lotus Cortina, 510 Datsun. What else was it? Alpha. An Alpha was there,
Yeah, you sent me a
and
picture of it.
they can book. Those guys,
Yeah.
they've been doing it for years, so they know those canyon roads pretty well, and I don't necessarily. So I front tires are getting a little bald too, but we were booking it. I was giving it the beans. I was above 4K RPMs all day long, like downshifting, rev matching, heel towing into these
Hell yeah.
corners, and it ran nice. Temps again. I mean, it gets colder as you go up, obviously, but
Yeah.
damn, I'm thoroughly impressed.
Dude,
And I got
you
that new temp gauge too. That new temp gauge is the, it's not electronic, it's the capillary type, so I think it's more accurate.
Yeah, is that the one on the side of your center clocks? Yeah, I'm with you now. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a specific Celsius degrees all the way around, and it's like the capillary type, so it's actually measuring it with like mercury or whatever the special sauce is.
Special sauce.
Special
Worcester.
sauce. It's
Yeah.
the what there's Worcestershire sauce in there.
Dude, maybe that's the livery you need on the race car. Oh.
Isn't one of the popular Worcestershire sauces dark red?
I think it is.
Is it or
Hang on.
brown? Is it Leyland poop brown?
It's like a bit of both.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm gonna design you something for it.
That would be kind of funny.
Let's do it. Let's do it, man.
That'd be kind of cool. Ah, interesting.
Things
Yeah.
that make you go,
If anyone has ideas about what I should do for the S, let me know. Colors. Liveries,
Wheels.
wheels. Yeah, I need wheels. I want to go archless, so that makes it difficult.
Would you run a chrome strip or would you just run like a black rubber or just leave it completely metal?
I want to run a chrome strip, but I don't know. It just has to go with it. I'm the
Because is
one that
that
ha
not going
like
to look quite
I.
weird with it being de-seamed?
Why?
I don't know. It just seems to me that it would look a little bit weird.
Maybe I'm the one that has to like I get the base, then I add the wheels, and then I add I start kind of building on it. That's kind of how I do with my car. Is like once I kind of had it together, I'm like, all right, this is the vibe it gives me. Let
Yeah.
me roll with it. So,
Yeah.
anyways,
Nice.
speaking of vibes, I did leak this on the social, so if you're not following us, go check us out, minilife.37. I'm pretty sure if you type that in anywhere, it's Facebook, YouTube,
Google.
Instagram, the Googs. Minilife Podcast will probably bring you to something of ours, and I think everything's linked. But I was trying to think of a new kind of sticker design. Me and Sean were kind of going back and forth. I wanted to do maybe something for some handouts at local events here in the United States of California. We are g we have a British car meet at the end of this month. Queen's English, I believe it's April 28th. All British car meet. Very very cool car meet. I guess it's technically a show. They have an auto jumble and stuff like that. But
Oh,
any.
dude, if it's got an auto jumble, it's a show, 100%.
It's a show, yeah. It's a show, yeah. Because you have to enter to, I don't know. It's not nece It's a show, I guess, but it's kind of a big meet and greet. But anyways, I made these stickers to hand out to some of the many guys there that want one, if they want one. I will be selling them on the website for on the cheap, like the other stickers as well. I'm going to try to get some over to Sean as well for the upcoming show season. I just updated a little bit. Mini Life 37 kind of has the old vintage kind of hand-painted style. But it says Mini Life Podcast with whatever the hell that damn thing is called that I hate.
Dude, you hate it so much, don't you?
I hate the at symbol. It looks, it just pulls away from the vibe of it to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to sort of hide it, but yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it's a millennial thing, man.
I think it is, it reminds me of when people put, this is controversial, so sorry people that have this out there, because I know there's a lot of people that do, that put their damn Instagram handle on their cars. You know what I'm talking about? Is that a thing over there?
Hugely. Huge thing. I mean, I get it. I understand why people do it.
I get it. I get
it. Yeah, like, I like a clean look to a certain degree. So, I fully agree with you on it.
Oh, I'm dropping shit.
What are you doing?
So, I have a my fuel bib here. Concept is the company, and I really like this design of it. So go check them out, I guess. free plug, not
yeah,
sponsored.
I was gonna say.
I just really like the shape of this one. It's like chunky, handmade leather, looks really cool. Anyways, and you know, most of them you can kind of get things like stamped into it. So as a little Easter egg, no hashtags, no ads or anything, I did get Gold Tooth Cray on there, but that's kind of the name of the car.
Cool.
So
that's cool. You know, I like that. That's a nice personal touch.
So if you look closer, like, and if you happen to like think about it, you might put it in the Instagram. I don't know, but it doesn't say at Gold Tooth Cray with the lowercase little things, whatever those are called. Anyways, yeah, I ended up getting two of these because one, it was lost in the mail for like half a year, like, because I forget where these come from, like France.
Did you not open up your mailbox then?
Okay. What the heck are you talking about? You son of a bitch, dude. You son of a bitch. But anyways, so I have one to hang. Maybe one for the S, but the S is not going to be called Gold Tooth Gray.
Depends if
we still don't
green.
Have a name for the S.
No, we don't. Oh, yeah. Good shout. I'll tell you what. We'll figure out a livery, and then we can come up with a name. Maybe we can do that as a competition with the audience. So,
here's a topic right here. We're just riffing today, baby. I don't know about you. Most people always call their cars like her, like she, right? Like they're all, right?
Yeah.
Most. Like, oh, yeah, her, yeah, whatever it is. I've never had a car that gave me a female vibe.
I've not.
And it's not, you know, I don't know.
It's nothing against, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get like, you know, whatever. That
getting us canceled now.
You know what I mean? But like my first Mini was a silver and black R53.
Mm.
And its name was Romeo. It just gave me that like kind of classy, sexy Romeo vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember, dude, I loved that car. I wish, I need, it was like before cell phone pictures, you know, so I have very few pictures of it, but I had this sick, like, silver, it was the pure silver was the color, metallic. I hate silver cars, but it looked real good with black. So it was pure silver and black with black stripes, and I had this sick, like, somebody gave it to me because they knew that my car's name was Romeo. It was like this script, cursive, beautiful, like a sticker that was pure silver. So it was like silver on silver and you could barely see it. It was like right above the hood.
Like a ghost outline.
Yeah. It was right above the hood scoop. So I'm not against putting the name of your car on your car, but if it has the at symbol in front of your Instagram, just ruins it for me.
Yeah, right? 'Cause,
like,
get
if
it.
I had an at, not that there was Instagram back then, but if I had an at symbol in front of the damn Romeo, and that happened to be my Instagram handle, it just ruins the vibe. It ruins the aesthetics.
I mean, I think it also depends on how big the sticker is as well that you make. Because there's some people, and it's like so chunky on their car, you can't not miss it. And I get it's supposed to be attention grabbing, but you know, a nice little subtle one whilst you're looking at the car, and you can be like, oh, it's so and so. I can follow them on Instagram or, you know, on the socials.
Yeah, if somebody asks me.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay, so back to the point now that I have this on my car, so I guess I have my damn Instagram handle on there, but I had to, it was, so the point of this was to hand out, and if people want to, you know, put it on their car, you know, they'll know, go check out Mini Life Podcast, right? Because the other one is very clean, very, but no one, someone's going to have to ask, what's that? And they're going to have to point us. So I guess for marketing standpoint, I had to do it.
Our listeners have no idea how lengthy that conversation was when you and I were going backwards and forwards about it. Honestly, it was like 2-3 hours. 4 maybe.
Oh, 4 days maybe.
Yeah.
I polled people because I wanted it to... I wasn't against putting minilife.37. And I polled people and I had this font that I used. Instead of the at symbol, it would put the word at in brackets.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, people 100% will know what that is. You read it out loud, at minilife37, right? Like, what other thing do you at? It's social medias, right? Yeah. At insert this, at gold tooth gray, at scrapyard. Like, that's how you say it. So if you read it, like, how are you not going to connect the dots? But apparently, people can't connect the dots, so you have to be very literal. You have to be very literal. You can't be artistic nowadays, right, Sean?
Speaking of artistic.
Yeah.
Guys, do yourselves a favor. Get yourself looking fresh this year. We've got Mini Life Mountainy merchandise. We have t-shirts.
Oh, son of a bitch. Mine's in the wash right now.
Oh, come on, man.
I also wore it the other day driving the Mini, and I didn't take any pictures. What an idiot. God,
idiot. Come on, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, go check it out. Go check it out. Minilife37.bigcartel.com. Mini Life Mountainy shirt. Really sick. It's black. Kind of script writing on the front.
It's got a real awesome 60s vibe.
Yeah, awesome scene on the back with a Mini blown past all faffing about the guys on the billboard. Love it.
It's a cool design. I really enjoyed making that one.
Yeah, it's a super cool one. So,
And we still have our discount code. I'm doing a U now, man. We still have a discount code with Mountainy. So if you want to grab yourself some steering wheels or some accessories, head over to mountainyclassic.co.uk. Use the code MINILIFE10 in the checkout and get yourselves a nice 10% off.
Lovely jubbly.
Aye.
I've had a couple requests, and this is for the people. We like merch, obviously. I want it for myself, so might as well make it.
Exactly.
I don't necessarily, I've said this before, I don't want to be necessarily a merch brand, but having our stuff is cool to have and wear and insert whatever. But I've had requests for different types of hats. I really like the corduroy.
You can tell corduroy. We're on the fly today, can't you?
Jeez, corduroy. This is the downfall of Mini. Like corduroy cruiser. I think it's cool. But other people might want dad hats. Other people want trucker hats, which I personally don't feel fit the vibe of Mini Life. But if that's what you guys want and you want to actually see that, I just want to make whatever you guys want.
Yeah, let us
know.
If you
want something, maybe next year I will plan accordingly and make a jumper for you guys because I know we got a lot of requests for that.
Yeah, dude, it gets so cold winter. Here in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, I like sweatshirts. But there's a lot of products we can make, but we just kind of want to keep it simple. But yeah, anyways.
Just drop us all a comment or slide into our DMs. We're happy to talk to you guys. So if there is something, then just let us know.
I do have an idea. I need to Maybe I'll do that today and try to make take some measurements. I want to do a product for the Mini. I want to do like a part. You know, I want to kind of get... Yeah, so my idea, I don't want to say it because I don't want you dirty bastards stealing it, but I think it can. It'll only fit roll-up window Minis, and I got to do a little more R&D to make sure and see what years. So Mark 1s might be out, Mark 2s will be out, so Mark 3 and up, is that when... Roll? No,
we should roll, know this. We're supposed to be Mini aficionados here.
we never claimed that. We never claimed that.
Let's have a quick goog. Mark have 2 a goog. Mini
Give it a
windows.
Goog.
Give it a goog.
Give
Mark 2
goog.
Mini windows. Come on, come on. Mark 3 to Mark 2.
Pull it
two.
Up, think, scrapyard.
Dude, I think there's still slideys on a Mark 2.
Well, yeah, Mark 2, Mark 3, I'm thinking.
Oh,
Mark
3.
And
yeah,
up.
It might be early Mark 3s.
Mark 3. And so anyways... I gotta do a little more research on that, but it obviously fit later models that have roll-up windows. So, that might be a little hint for you guys, but I have this in my head, because every time I'm driving, I'll give you a little hint. I'm just sitting there cruising, and I feel like, oh, this might be a good little addition that I've not seen before. No, it's not a cup holder, because that's been... Although I could adapt it to have a cup holder with it. But V1 is not going to be a cup holder. I know there's a lot of cup holders out there. It's not going to be a seat bracket extension, because there's a lot of those out there. What could it be? What could it be? I don't know.
You've not even spoken to me about this, and I'm stumped.
Dun, dun, dun. We'll see if I actually get around to doing it, because I also have to learn Fusion 360 or some sort of thing to kind of mock it up. We'll see. I have friends for that.
You're a tease, Mike. You're an absolute tease.
It's good. Listen, you know, when you're trying... Oh, son of a... This just popped in my head, and if people have listened, it's 54 minutes in now. You know, we've talked about this before, and we're trying to, at Mini Life, we want to do some in-person events. I personally think in UK, where Sean is, it's going to be easier to get a lot more Minis together, I would assume.
I think everyone's a little bit more localized, or, you know, people are willing to make a trip up, because it's only going to be a couple of hours at tops.
Yeah, so it just depends what kind of event, but, you know, obviously there's a lot of Minis here, but they're kind of few, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I have decided to just bite the bullet and let's try to figure something out here. So I have partnered, god dang, son of a I had coffee, I might need another sipski. Jeez. Anyways, I've partnered with my local, maybe that's because I'm partnered with my local watering hole. Love these guys. I go there. You guys have probably seen pictures of them as I'm knocking shit over trying to find their information here. Come on.
It's all going downhill today, isn't it? What's going on?
People hate me. People hate me. I'm the worst. I'm the worst. Why do you guys even I'm just knocking things over. I need to clean my desk. So anyways, there was a, I live in Oxnard, California, Ventura County. And there was a Oxnard Cars and Coffee. There's still a Ventura one, but there was an Oxnard one. And it got shut down. I think the word on the street is there's, you know, a lot of street racing around here. And that is true. I do hear it often. I don't partake because I would lose. And I don't like losing.
Yeah, because you got outdone by an 86 Accord.
You son of a... The car was not up to temp. All right? It was not up to temp.
You're standing by that.
Yes. And the light was red ahead of us. What was I going to just blast through? I don't trust my brakes that much. Anyways. So there's still a Ventura Cars and Coffee. The Oxnard one got shut down. People said they were getting too many tickets and stuff, but... Maybe that's true because there are some crazy hooligans burning out and racing and shit like that. But I think it was more so they had, it was in a big parking lot for a local kind of coffee shop called Coffee, not local. It's like kind of like a Starbucks. And it was also in the same parking lot as like a grocery store. So I think it got too big and it was overtaking the parking lot for the businesses that were still open on that Sunday. So it hasn't been around for 3 years now, I think. And I've always missed it because it's close and I, you know, So I was like, oh, maybe I'll try something. I've contacted several coffee shops here that I think would be a better location. Nothing, no responsive, blah, 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 blah. My local watering hole, the old Casa Aglia Specialty Ales, love this logo. This is a sick coaster. They have such a sick vibe at this place. I go here often on the weekends after I go cruising with my Mini. And specifically lately, I've been going a lot because my Mini's been running. It's right by my house, and it's industrial kind of ag area. So it's the other companies in there are closed on Sundays. Super cool vibe. They got like retro kind of like vintage arcade vibes. They always have like a food truck, and they're always just very cool. Great beers, good atmosphere. So long story short, I partnered with them, and we're going to start something called Cars and Craft for craft beers. And it's going to be, you know, kind of a noon to insert time, cars and coffee type of event. Somehow we're going to work Mini Life into that, and Mountainy, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. I'm just, you know, testing the waters, trying to get that my event experience going. So if you guys are in the area, want to cruise over to Oxnard for the first ever Cars and Craft car meet and greet and hang and have a pint, Oxnard, California, look up Casa Aglia. That's what it'll be. Or Cars and Craft Oxnard on Instagram. It'll be Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. It was going to be the first one, so check us out.
A sly bit of Spanish there, my man.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Listen, you guys don't have that Cinco de Mayo over there. You guys don't celebrate that, huh?
Nah, man. Nah.
Cinco de Mayo is, sometimes when I'm not 100% confident on saying stuff, I just like, I don't want to get ripped, but I'm pretty sure it's Mexican Independent Day, essentially. And, you know, I've said this also before, Americans like to celebrate any holiday that involves drinking. So,
I mean, so do the British, to be fair.
Yeah, so you guys are too far from Mexico, so you don't know about this one, but you should adopt it on Cinco de Mayo. Go have a Dos Equis or freaking Modelo Especial.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyways, they have great beers here. This is another topic. This might be a topic for another day, but me and Sean have been talking about this lately because he was over at Caffeine and Machine, which is, I'm really jealous about a place like that.
It's so sick. I mean, I'm more local to the bowl rather than the hill, but if you haven't been, it's such a cool place. You guys really need to get yourselves there.
Yeah, it looks really cool. But they had some beers there, and he was showing me what was on tap. And everything was like 4%, 4.2, 4.3. And I was like, what is this, water? It's just like, it's very difficult for me around here finding a beer that is under 6%.
Jeez, man.
And I'm not trying to be like, oh, yeah, I drink hard beer. You know, because you could obviously go buy Bud Light or Miller Lite or whatever.
What was the one you sent me yesterday? It was like 8.9% or something stupid.
It was 9.2, and I didn't realize it until I ordered it. So it's at Casa. Casa has, they do like a beer release every Friday. And this was their new one, and it was a double IPA. Passion, what was it? What did I say? Mango, passion fruit, and like white grapes or something. And they're so good. And, you know, that's the scary part. It's dangerous because they're often 9.2 is very high. Like, that's not common. They're usually like 7.5 is like the average, I would say, 7 or so. So, quite high alcohol content, but they're so smooth and juicy and insert all those hipster verbiage, crushable, right? Like, you know, like you don't taste, it's like you don't take a sip of it, like, oh shit, that's hefty. But damn. And I like, yeah, I was like, oh, let me try the, you know, the new beer. I forget what it was called. It was a collaboration with another brewery around here. And so I was like, oh, I'll get one of those. And then I looked up at the board and they have all that. I was like, oh, shizzle my nizzle.
Well, you're in it now.
Yep. It was delicious, though. Real nice.
Every weekend, listeners, every weekend after we've recorded an episode, Mike's straight down there after this.
That and he's is sending not me
pictures.
True.
He's sending me pictures, and I'm just sitting there like, come on, man. I want to go. I want to go. I want to have a beer, man. Just.
First of all, it's not right after we record because that's going to be at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
They don't open till noon. All right.
But you've always got your car parked right in the prime spot, so everyone can see. You're sitting outside with your pint of beer. You got Big H with you, and I'm just like, man, you are living the life over in Cali.
Yeah, yesterday it was awesome because there's always every once in a while there's some cool cars that come there. But yesterday I pulled up. And then like a 65 or 64 Mustang pulled up next to me. Super cool.
Dude, the Mini looks so small next to it.
Yeah. And those aren't that big.
No.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. So anyways, go check that out. Support us if you're in the area. I know that we have some California listeners here. But yeah, if you want to come check it out, hopefully bring your Mini up or whatever you have. Cars and Craft Oxnard, check it out. We're gonna try it. We're trying this. Maybe it'll evolve. If it goes well, maybe it'll evolve. We'll start doing if people are still listening, this is interesting. You know, if this evolves, the evolution of Mini Life might be, hey, I'm at this Cars and Craft, this guy that's next to me has a 64 Mustang. Do you guys want to hear the story of him? Right? Mm. Do you want to, like, you know, elaborate or expand and start hearing about other? Obviously, there's still a shit ton of Minis to go through and Mini history and all of these other stories. It could be endless. This could be forever. But I know most people are car people. What do you think about that, Sean?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I know I'm a Mini guy at heart, but I'm a petrol head at the end of the day. I love all sorts. Yep. I'll speak to anyone at car shows. If their classic car's interesting or it's just a cool car, I will always go up and speak to them, and I can always admire a decent car. So, yeah, if you guys do want to expand or want us to expand and speak to other guys and girls, then let us know.
Yeah, like specifically this guy, he was, you know, young. He was maybe, you know, early 30s, late 20s. So it's like, interesting. How did he get into classic cars? Because it's always interesting when you're younger, kind of like us, and you know, it's the changing of the guard kind of thing, like, you know,
exactly.
So,
or
maybe that's what this will evolve into.
Or do we keep it separate and start another podcast at the same time?
Ooh, let us know.
Mm. Drop
that's
us a
difficult.
Comment. That is.
I have so many ideas in my head that I want to do.
Dude, my head is swimming in ideas, like, constantly, and I'm, like, always messaging you. I'm like, oh, what about this? What about that? And it's like, we just need to sit and actually sort stuff out. There's so much going on in the background.
We still need to try to sort out the Discord kind of hangs. Mm. So if you guys have any advice or input on what you would want to do with that, because that's kind of the only thing I can think of is how to bring the worldwide audience we have together. Because obviously if I'm doing a meet and greet here in Oxnard and Sean has one somewhere in his tiny island, you know, people from Australia can't come, people from US, you know, they can't commingle.
That's
we want to
unite the world, basically.
You know, the world is like a sticker, right? It's a circle. And we're all together.
You're a flat earther. It's not a circle, dude. It's a sphere. Come on.
Well, how come you can't see the bend in the earth then, bud?
Dude, come on, really?
I'm going to drive
have
the
you, have you
to
been
the
that
end
high?
Of the earth.
Yeah, let us know when you fall off the edge, yeah?
Some days I might want to drive it off the edge.
Yeah, I'll feel that.
All right, should we wrap this thing up? We've been jibber-jabbering.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go follow MiniLife.37, Mountainy Classic, Goldtooth Cray, Scrapyard, Cars and Craft Oxnard. I'm going to get all of these at Instagram handles and slap. That's going to be my livery. My livery is going to be an Instagram livery.
Dude, do you know, I've just realized what we need at the end of this. We need like a rolling credits.
The list is just getting bigger and bigger each time, I swear.
Casa Agria, go follow them.
Captain
Machine, yeah. What else is on my desk? All right, anyways, I will catch you guys on the next one.
See you later.
Roll credits.